Street Senators with Lorenzo and Lamont.
I hear the people talking.
I'm tired of hearing all the same music, same noise on the radio every time. I'm trying to hear something different, a little bit more interesting. Just tired of the same monotony.
Church.
Bang, bang. Street Senators, ladies and gentlemen, your number one podcast, your favorite show, your favorite stream. That there is Big Zo with the cough situation in his throat. Got something in your throat.
Ow.
Your thoke. And I'm Lamont King, man. Good to see you again, ladies
and
Lamont.
It was Valentine's Day a couple of days ago, so you know, take care.
Is that why the throat? You got to cough up some fur balls. Yam, yam. Is that what it was?
They still do that?
They still do Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they do. They still do Valentine's Day.
You
know you did it through stuff, fake.
No, I did it, but not this past one. I gave it up for Lent because it fell like right around. Oh. Yeah. So I gave up. One of the things I gave up for Lent is Valentine's Day.
So how did you get around that? Like when she was like saying like, well, what we going to do?
I mean, I'm going to honor my Catholic roots.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm doing this one for the Pope, baby.
Uh-huh. Oh.
This is last year.
Don't get me started.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up with your man?
He's out of there. He's not. Wait a minute. Let's go through the formalities real quick.
Okay, shock value. We on 10.
We on 10. We turned up.
We just running.
We turned up. All right, so listen, here's the situation, man. You just got Street Senators. That's what's happening.
That's who we are.
Of the people, for the people, by the people.
Uh-huh.
We coming live from the Senate floor. Big Zo, Lamont King, on Twitter, Lazy Lamont, LazyLamont, Street Senators with an S, the email, Street Senators with an S, the Facebook, Street Senators with an S, what else did I leave out?
All bookings
come through StreetSenators@gmail.com. Come holler at me. I do comedy. I'm an actor. I host events. Public speaker. Motivational speaker. I was in a play once. I did a couple movies. Big Zo is a cook, a chef, a chemist.
So we
putting all this up front so you can understand. Because a lot of people tune in and they're like, I'm in the middle of the show. What is it? I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
What are these guys?
How did they get on this website?
Like, well, I don't get it.
Why did I download them from iTunes? How did they get their own podcast?
I don't get it, but I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
They really sing
what I be thinking.
I've listened to it three times.
Three times. I really like it. So shout out to all the new listeners. Big up to HumorMillMag.com, SkyhookRadio.com, and everybody that's carrying the show now. Okay. Back to the Pope.
Don't back up to the Pope.
Let's get it popping. Yeah, don't back up to the Pope, but back to the Pope. So the Pope, John Paul the VIII or whatever, Pope Gregory, Ratzinger, said, listen, I'm 85. I got some things going on. My kidneys ain't really working right. My pancreas is sore and swollen. And I feel like as though you need to be healthy to be in this position to give mass and all that. And I'm not in that condition, so I'm going to step down.
He wanted mass?
More mass. That's why his pancreas is swollen.
Oh.
No disrespect to the Catholics. Thanks to all of our 7 Catholic listeners. But here's the thing. So I smell something. I'm going to tell you, because the Pope is one of those positions like a Supreme Court judge.
Right.
You understand me? It's like you are appointed and you do this till you die.
And you seen them Supreme Court judges during Barack's speech.
Yeah, and they was looking real old.
Okay, yeah, so back to the Pope.
So the Pope is old, and the last one, he died in position. I don't even know what that's called. In office, in position.
As they usually do.
So, you know, it begs the question. We like hidden truths, if you're not familiar with us. You like to call them conspiracy theories. We call them hidden truths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I'm watching the TV, when I found out the Pope stepped down, I think it's for another reason.
I
think his conscience is catching up to him.
Well, I think it could be a couple things. You know, he's speaking on his health, and he might want to live his last couple of years without what is coming our way. And being in that position.
Oh, you talking about on some other.
I mean,
I was talking about the scandals within the church.
Well, it could
you know, it's kind of weighing heavy on him.
It could be that. I mean, you know, because they want to hold him responsible.
That's right.
For not taking action.
Right.
When all of these
situations.
Situations have come to his attention.
You come to his attention, and now he knows, and the documentaries are out, and people coming forward.
It's like, look, you know this is happening, and the Pope before you, and the Pope before you, and the Pope before you know this stuff has been happening. So when is action going to be taken on these perpetrators?
Right.
And he might have said, you know what? This is beyond me.
Right. Or I don't have the strength to fight this.
I don't have the strength.
All the haters out here. Because it's hard out here for a Pope.
It's hard out here for a Pope.
You know what I'm saying? But you saying you think it's because of, you know, Pope is up there in that club, that group that knows those knowers.
Well, let's talk about
George Lucas and them, Spielberg, they know. And you think something's coming.
Well, they put them crosshairs on you.
You think something's coming. And he was like, I'm going to go chill. And you can catch me on the island. Yeah, beachfront somewhere.
And he could easily just say, you know what? I just want a little peace.
Yeah, peace.
Because I feel like I'm about to check out.
At 85, yeah.
You know, for real, if I was in that position and the doctor gave me the notice, like, look, hey, you got so much time.
Meaning, you have
60 days to a year.
I'm retiring. I'm stepping down.
I might say, you know what? How about me doing something I haven't done? Or, you know, hanging out with my family. But when people see the Pope.
Yeah, how the Pope quit?
In the position of the papacy. Yeah,
right.
Then, you know, it's kind of like
you went with the real word.
Yeah. So, you know, Supreme Court of them going to. And Supreme Court, they usually retire.
Nah, but, I thought they die out.
Yeah, but
that's one of the positions you get till you're done.
You can't incapacitate, your brain don't work. But you can, like, I mean, we saw him sitting there in front of President Obama
at the State of the Union. Yeah,
and
some of them look like
they was about to say peace.
Yeah, like they ain't got depends on under
Where
that
was
rope.
Your boy at?
Who? They said that one of them was speaking at the same time. I was listening to the coverage in MSNBC. They said one of them. Who you talking about?
Clarence
wasn't in there.
I mean, he might have been there. I didn't see him, but so, anyway, I mean, with the Pope, I just don't. I can relate to him saying, "I wanna sit it down," but it hasn't happened in almost 700 years.
Yeah, that's what they said. Who quit? But still, the question: who quits being Pope? Like, how do you? That's like.
But you know what? Nah. This is what we have to do.
What's
as
that?
As a people, we have to take the power out of the title. Because what we do with that is we make these figureheads demigods.
Well, that's the position itself. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what the Pope supposed to be. He's supposed to be the next dude down from God.
So
how you quit that?
You're exactly right.
I'm exalted. I'm an angel. I'm going to go ahead and quit.
But he's not an angel.
Yeah, well, you know that's right.
He's definitely not an angel, and he's not a demigod. He is a messenger. He's the head messenger.
The head messenger.
In the Catholic religion.
The headmaster, if you will, like the scouts.
Let's not go back to that.
So a short time ago, the president actually did his second State of the Union address. The first, he's done more than two. So this is the first of his second term,
right?
Which was a big deal.
Right.
And it was quite short. It was like 45 minutes or whatever, but he went through, he ran through some...
They have a lot of handshakes, a lot of pounds, a lot of kisses.
A lot of...
Well, he's a star.
He is a star. He's a superstar.
I didn't see George Bush give it like that.
No. And they didn't give it to him like that either.
They didn't give it to him like that.
I got to tell you, though, when he speaks, though, I have a problem. I'm biased, and I'm not a registered Democrat. Mm-hmm. But when he speaks... Everything is
independent.
I'm independent. Okay. Yeah, I was in the last election. When he speaks, though, to me, he just makes so much sense. It's like I follow some people on Twitter that disagree with him, and just so I can see their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's talking, it's like, man, that just makes sense. How can you disagree with that? Like, people think he's crooked, he's sinister, he's corrupt. I'm like, but that makes sense. Like somebody on Twitter, she was like, "There you go. Yeah, that's the leader of the free world asking everybody else to help." To do his job, because when he's up there talking about we all need to pull together and blah blah blah, I was like, "What do you mean? That's right. That's how things should work."
Mm-hmm.
He is leading.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here! But he touched on a lot of points, man, and voting reform was one of them. He was talking about how we need to revamp that system.
I mean, yeah, because if you think about it, how the whole situation is, where you know, in the urban communities and in the city, you have It's just more cumbersome and less voting booths and right. places to actually place your vote. We're in the suburbs, right. laid out.
And there's always nice some tricks and, going on.
So I get that.
Yeah, and he had the lady, the 102-year-old lady from Florida who stood in line for like 6 hours and made sure she was going to do it. So she was there.
She was there in Michelle's box.
Yeah, no, she was down on the lower level. I don't think she was up in the box.
Oh, yeah, but it was a lot of people.
It was
a couple
people up there in Michelle's box.
I was like, wow, so many people in the box?
It was a lot of people in her box. Well, let Rush Limbaugh tell it they can fit because she has a big box.
Yeah, so. But see, you know, he needs, we already got on him about that. We're not going to allow him to talk about her physical attributes. Yeah, we're just not letting that happen.
And you neither. We're not going to let you.
No, I can talk about it because that's my girl. I'm my people. So I'm saying it in a positive way.
So he also talked about a complete withdrawal from Afghanistan next year. Mm-hmm. You saw that? I don't know if I believe that.
32,000 to 33,000.
Yeah, I don't know. Good luck with that. War is big business. When he said it, everybody clapped.
He actually can do it. Yeah. He's in power to do it.
Yeah, but they're going to find a reason. Something's going to happen, champ. You believe.
But you know what? It might not. He might do that because it might. Those people, those soldiers might need to go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Because he clapped. When he said it, everybody in there clapped, except for the brass, the little chiefs of staff. Yeah, they were like, no, we don't clap for this. Because that's work.
That's what we
You're
do.
You're taking work
and
away.
We don't want you to take work from us.
Exactly. He also talked about raising minimum wage to $9. I didn't know that it was not $9. What is it?
I think it's like $7-something. Oh, jeez. $7.45 or $7-something. But see,
I struggle on my $30 an hour.
This is the issue. That people, you know, of course you're going to have a lot of pundits going at him about everything he says. Mm-hmm. But they say, okay, you took it to $9, but then what? Like, is a person going to live off of that? Like, you're acting like you're saving the world or you're saving the middle class. But it was like the middle class wasn't making $9 an hour.
Yeah, right.
Because they couldn't be middle class off of that amount.
Right.
So I get them saying what they said, but what he was presenting was progressiveness.
Right.
Like, let's progress.
Let's move forward. If inflation is up, everything is expensive, why not raise that? Because how can you live on less than that? And people are doing it.
But what they were saying was like, you can't live off of that either.
Yeah, nine?
Yeah. Like, you took it up a dollar and some change. Guess what? That's still not enough.
Yeah, but he's trying to, you know, stimulate somebody that's, you know, maybe on government assistance to want to go work because they say, oh, I can do that. I can make nine.
Yeah,
I don't know. But so gun control, of course, he spent a little bit of time on that.
I think it was 31 congressmen and women who had actually brought people.
Oh yeah,
with them.
Yeah, gave up tickets
to show
that strength
in numbers,
right?
That they were behind
whatever decision.
You know, because each person that they brought was affected somehow, some way.
One duck brought Ted Nugent. Which I was watching on the news. Nobody really covered it. I don't know if they let him in or not. But one young Republican trying to make a name for himself brought Ted Nugent as his guest. And that's an ex-rocker who said a year ago. He said, next year, if the president gets reelected, next year this time I'll be dead or in jail. Basically saying, you know, making a threat. Like, we can't have this and I'm going to do something about it. And he's a super NRA dude. Wow. And he brought him.
Wow.
And it's like, that's total slap. They still disrespecting the boy. What's the joint you was talking about? Universal Preschool.
Yeah. That was a great platform.
Yeah, yeah.
A huge platform.
I've never heard anybody really pitch that.
And especially not in the...
State of the Union. Yeah. So it's a $10 billion program that he's talking about, trying to take he said, I like when he said it, and somebody actually hollered out. I could tell it was a black dude. He said, you know, childcare, aftercare, before care, whatever, daycare, babysitting, whatever. I forgot the word he used. He said, it's like $300 a week. He said, it's a lot of parents that can't afford to do that. And somebody was like, right. Somebody was like, hell yeah, in the back. And I was like, you're not supposed to be doing that. You can't holler out at the SOTU. Not at the SOTU.
You know, because, you know, the president gets in when he's giving his speech, he's in his rhythm.
And he just
so
makes sense.
Almost, some people can almost forget that they're not in church.
Right, right.
That they actually listen to the president.
And so, like you always talking about, politicians are doing what they do best, politics.
And politics.
It's theater.
Yeah.
And then here, how about this for theater, right? So, before the State of the Union, one of the biggest manhunts in the history of America came to an end. But it came
allegedly.
We're going to get there. Allegedly, this is some time ago. So I thought it was so magical that the Chris Dorner situation ended. It was like I was watching a movie. It ended with the cabin he was hiding out in going up in flames. They went to commercial break, and they went right to the State of the Union. I was like, how could y'all time that?
Timing,
that was perfection.
Everything.
If you haven't been paying attention, man, Chris Dorner, ex-LAPD, ex-military personnel, he took on this campaign against LAPD, protesting their corrupt activities, their culture of corruption, and he got fired in 2009, so he put this 8-page, 20-hour manifesto online and said, I'm coming after all of y'all. And so before it was all over, he killed 4 people. And it ended with a televised standoff in Big Bear where he was in the cabin, allegedly with some hostages, because when I turned on the TV, they was like, there was some hostages in there. And the police...
I mean, so many stories out there.
So many stories. Okay. So many stories. Then the police, next thing we know, there's just a fire, a random fire in the cabin.
This is the best thing about it. Mm-hmm. Every time it's reported, mm-hmm. no matter if I've heard it from radio, whether I've read it online, newspaper.
You've heard a different story.
No. Angle. I've heard it said the same way. A fire erupted.
A fire erupted, yeah.
Okay, fires don't erupt.
Not
there's
in the
always
desert.
A cause to a fire. And my thought on that was, you know, they left it open for you to decide
whether he did it.
Whether he did it or they did it to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, they're not going to say they did it to him because then that's murder.
Right. And then they don't want to insinuate that he did it because that'd be too easy. Because he said, you're not going to take me alive, copper, anyway.
Right.
So it's easy to believe, he might have stood the fire.
You're on that line.
I believe
of
he said that fire.
Martyrdom. And murder.
Yeah, martyrdom and murder, yeah.
So it's like...
There's a lot of people rooting for him.
Well, see,
That's the tricky part.
That's where it gets tricky because I know Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse sent him a letter.
Right.
And said, you know what? Let us do what we do.
Yeah,
a civil rights standpoint.
Reverend Al Sharpton was doing the same thing. He was talking to him on TV. He was like, if you're watching this right now, we want to give you a chance to... You know, tell your side of the story. And I was like, that's they really being sneaky because it's like you can't really come out and defend them.
Right.
You can't do that. That's
career
suicide.
You know, Reverend Sharpton did it on radio and TV.
You can't defend them.
Every angle that they could reach him, they tried.
They tried.
But he didn't care about civil rights.
I was blown that none of the media really addressed the points that he made in his manifesto. I never saw anybody bring it up.
That's because
never.
You were told what to report.
That he was just crazy. Yeah, a loon.
You were told what to report on.
So the following day, I don't know if y'all heard this. I mean, so many stories have come out in the last few days since it has happened. But I remember the next day, they was like they found the body, a burned body. They couldn't identify it yet. A burned body in the wreckage, ruins, whatever.
Right.
And a wallet.
No, his wallet.
His wallet.
With
and
his license.
And his license.
Yeah.
Oh, like, what state was he? Is he a resident of the moon? Where do they make a fireproof driver's license?
Come on, talk to me.
Talk to me. Or wallets.
Talk to me, somebody.
So my jeans and my my camouflage, my skin, teeth, all
and
that.
And where
burnt.
Was your wallet at when you in this oven, what is it in cabin?
Yeah, right.
Do you take your wallet out in this cabin when you know that you might be defending your life and whatever else you about to go to war? Do you say, "Let me take my wallet out"?
Your wallet should have been gone a week ago.
That's you take your wallet out and then put it on a counter or a table.
Now did they say that, or they found it on him?
Well,
I think that might have been from his house.
He was scorched.
I think it might have been from his house and they throw it in there. This is what my mother said. My mother said, that boy ain't dead. She was like, he brought that body in there before the gunfight. And I was like, oh, for real? I didn't even think about that.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? And see, what's interesting
like
is
swordfish.
They are leaving it open because yeah. just in case yeah. he pops
he
up
surfaces
on some stuff. Batman
yeah.
and be like, surprise!
Yeah, right. Remember Life? He was at the Yankee game at
yeah.
the end.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
We own
exactly.
deck. We next.
Exactly.
We own deck.
Exactly. Yeah. So, ooh. I mean, who knows? But I just, the only thing about the whole situation, like, yeah, the corruption that he experienced, I feel bad for him. And he was justified in seeking redemption for the issues that he experienced. Mm-hmm. And the people that he was actually trying to defend and stick up for,
right?
Experience, but
he went about it the wrong way.
He went about, and that's what the civil rights leaders, Reverend Sharpton, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, that's what they was going. Mm-hmm. That's what they was trying to reach. You know, that's what they trying to get through to him.
At that point, it was too far gone. He didn't care. He didn't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like
when
at that point,
murking,
it was like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a murder game.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a murder game right now. So. Yeah. It's,
you were in the LAPD. It was like, you will never get to tell your story.
You're never going to get to tell your story. And we can't capture you. Mm-mm. Because if we capture you, then we can't beat you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All
and
lies.
And we can't kill you.
That's right.
Because they're going to say that we beat you
right.
or we killed you.
That's right. That's right.
Because we can't even say you was resisting arrest because, of course, you were going to resist
right.
arrest.
Right. And I'm telling you, somewhere right now, there's a Law and Order episode being written. Or the script is being written right now. LL Cool J will be playing Christopher Donner, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, I saw the two pictures next to
each other. Scary.
I mean the shape of it. Well, his head is not as alien-esque.
Yeah.
As LL Cool J. And L might listen to us because we know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We know that it's some folks. If they don't directly listen to our show,
that's right.
Their people might listen to it and get word.
So
back.
So this is what happened. So Big Zo calls me and he's like, yo, Jay-Z listened to the show. And I was like, what?
He's like, whatever.
I was like, he's like, no, for
Who
real. Jay-Z listened to
Who
Street Senators. And I was like, we out there, but we not out there.
We ain't out there like that.
So a couple of shows ago, feel free to go check the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
We were talking about how Jay-Z owns products, but doesn't take full advantage of his influence in pushing those products that he has a hand in. Specifically being Dussy or Dust. I don't even know how to say it.
See, you don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it because I've never heard him say it.
Enough.
So he has his own cognac brand. And unlike Puffy's Ciroc or Diddy's Ciroc, it's not synonymous with him, right?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Until the Grammys.
So Lorenzo went on this 30-minute tirade talking about how Jay-Z.
Was it 30 minutes?
It was about that. How he needs to really push and move his product and they'll be flying off the show. So, fast forward to the Grammys a few days ago.
This man is front row
at the Staples Center.
With the cognac.
With the sniffer. The little yak sniffer.
The yak sniffer. Cognac
drinking
sniffer.
The whole time. I'm like, yeah. I didn't even know you could do that at the Grammys.
Well, see, I've seen him and Nas do it. They had champagne.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if it was last year, the year before last, whatever. I remember seeing them when Nas was still with Khalees, actually. Mm. So, it's Nas, Khalees. Jay-Z and Beyonce all sitting next to each other. And, you know, they was popping champagne or whatever. So that's something that they could do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And, it almost looked uncool because he was the only one doing it.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of people.
It was like so cool that it was uncool. I was like, man, I'm not impressed. You shouldn't be doing that. That's how I felt.
Well,
you shouldn't be doing
it. You know what? I looked at it as like a privilege pass. Like, I get to sip. Because after he drank that, I saw like a champagne flute in his hand. So he might have went to that or he might have went to some water or something like that. But it was just interesting that he did that. But not only did he do it there, he did it later on after he got his Grammys, and they were taking pictures, and he was pouring the cognac. What's the name?
Dussy, whatever.
So he was pouring it. We're going to get the correct name by the time we do the show next time. But he was pouring it in the Grammy award.
Right.
And so that was the stamp.
That's like a boss move. Now, because when I see that, and I'm easily influenced, I'm be like, oh, man, what's that? Oh, I got to go get that.
I'm part of the privilege.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm part of the awarded.
The awarded.
Nice. Awarded.
Nice.
There you go.
That's good marketing right there.
I'm drinking the awarded. Awarded
drink. That'd be the commercial. Be awarded.
Be awarded to have a sip of this.
You said.
Come get this.
The Grammys was lackluster to me this time. I don't know. There was a lot of weirdness in it.
I think the Grammys were actually, I was entertained. Like Rihanna did her thing. Bruno Mars did.
I love the Bob Marley tribute. I thought was dope.
Oh, official.
It could have been more, but like, how much more did you want? Like,
I mean, you could have had all the Marley.
You could. It's enough out there.
And then you could have brought Lauryn Hill and Wyclef.
Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Else.
I mean, you could have did a lot with that, but Bruno Mars did enough.
He did enough. But
He brought Ziggy and he brought Damon.
Yeah, but it was no real, that was the only reggae connection. Like, his sound is kind of ska-ish.
Yeah, but he's
enough.
Not a reggae artist.
Yeah, right.
So he was doing his best.
Right, 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 right.
And Sting actually was thrown off by Bruno Mars a little bit because Sting at first couldn't really catch it.
He couldn't really get rid of it. The energy was too, the up-tempo was,
yeah,
up.
It was a little.
Even though it was his beat.
Yeah, but he couldn't catch it.
Yeah.
Because Bruno was on his game and Sting was thrown off of his game.
He probably ain't did it in a long time.
Yeah. But that's why I said Bruno's a problem.
Bruno's tough. He's tough. And you know, Rihanna, she's Barbados and not Jamaican, but they could have, like, who else could have done it that you would be
but
like,
no, nobody okay. bigger than her because she's
the biggest
artist coming out of the Caribbean.
Right, right.
And so you had her representing, and she did all she needed to do.
How about Frank Ocean? Man, Frank, I mean.
His performance?
He's just a weirdo.
He's special.
He said, my mom told me that, you know, to imagine everybody.
Well, he said that the reason why he came off sounding that way was because he couldn't really hear his keyboard.
No. I didn't even see the performance. I didn't stay up that late. I'm talking about when he said, when they won the award for the song, the other song.
Oh, with
Dream
with
and Jay-Z. And he said, I'm just imagine the audience as little kids. In tuxedos. And I was like, don't do that. You just messed up.
I know. When he said that, I think that was his first award. That was before the one with Jay-Z and them.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he got one. And then he was like saying that made him feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I was like, no,
but when
Frankie.
You said little kids.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, And don't think we say that because he has come out being bisexual or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I am saying that. I'm saying that because, not that one is related to the other, but I'm saying that that's how people think.
That's how people think, but... Even if it was a heterosexual saying
that, that's weird.
Because you don't want, because you got predators that do weird stuff.
Yeah, you don't want that tag.
In every type of sexuality.
Yeah. And your man Chris Brown has been so disrespectful. He didn't stand for anybody.
He clapped.
He didn't stand for, and he didn't even clap for Frank.
He clapped for Frank. He just didn't stand.
Oh, okay.
He clapped. I saw him do this.
He didn't stand up.
Anybody. But you know, they just went through some. So for him to clap, that was his way of like, he probably thought, in his mind, he probably thought, if I stand up, I'm being fake. But I'm clapping, I'm being at least somewhat respectful.
Now, is it alleged or is it real that he paid him $2 million?
As far as I know, it's alleged.
Okay, because rumor had it, Frank Ocean was going to, they got into a fight, if you didn't know. So Frank Ocean was going press charges.
Yeah.
And then like 3 days later, it was like, bygones be bygones.
Yeah, I'm about a peaceful I'm about a peaceful path.
Yeah,
and this, that, and third.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what?
I'll take that $2 million. Though.
Yeah, take that $2 million.
Take it.
And you not, that's not, you're not about that life anyway.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean's not about that life.
No.
So go ahead and take that money. And take your parents, so you know your family members, like, what are your boyfriends?
Yeah, or some kids.
Oh, hey, not in suits.
Not in suits.
Stop it.
Not about that life. You know, another public beatdown.
Don't get me started because that's taking me back to Jersey.
Was in the news in Newark.
Felt some kind of way about
this
that.
This issue happened in August and it just made it on, it was on YouTube, but it just made it to World Star recently and there was an arrest made. So the story is some dude gets beat on the street by four other dudes, strip butt naked and beat with a belt over a $20
debt. By four other dudes.
Well, one dude was the one tagging him. So it made national news. And Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, just came out furious. We are not these type of people. We do not tolerate this. And I feel him. I feel I'm passionate. Nazo, he's from that part of the country. He has a history of, you don't trust politicians anyway. So you didn't think he was genuine. But the story itself, though, walk me through the story. Because I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out if I was in that position, would it go down the same way?
Well, you can answer that. You know you can answer it. If you were in that position, now, all you can base it off of is what you saw from the footage. But, like, say if it was different, because what you saw was a guy that was, like, being a little aggressive, being a little pushy, letting him know that, you know, your father owed me, so, you know, I'm going to have to get at you, and then him start demanding stuff.
Yeah.
And the things so that he
fact,
was demanding.
Take this off. You know, in the hood, that's a sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
It's in any area.
You know. And
so it's like he was sunning him.
Yeah. So it was like, the whole time he was preparing to beat him like he was a son, his son, that acted up somewhere that he wasn't supposed to do it at, and he had to get at him. So my problem with that was, like you said, what would you do in that situation? From what you saw, what would you do?
I'd have took off from
not
the
what
beginning.
You could imagine that they might have had.
I would have eased out of that little alleyway at some point in time. Now, they said that
not
the guy.
Not what even an alley. It was like in front of a building. Like
It was between. Remember when they swung the camera around? It was between like a little walkway, like a passageway between like two walls. I saw two walls.
Okay.
So, and they said, the police said in the press conference that they had gang ties and all that. So, if I know the situation, I know what my dad does or whatever he did. Dad might be a dope fiend, whatever. Uh-huh. If the debt is $20, I'm thinking crack.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Or a dub sack.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, weed.
Something
like that. So if I already know it,
there's so many different things out
it
there.
It could be. It could. You're right.
Since you bought something, it's been so many things that's come out. Since you purchased.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So if I know the dudes and I know how they get down and move around in the neighborhood and blah, 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 I know this could go south. I may take off if I'm not that fighter.
And I'm not mad at you.
But if I am.
It was already outnumbered.
Yeah, it was already outnumbered. But if it's like, I know this is going to go south, so I'm going to get me one before it goes south, I'm going to do that. I'm going to at least swing. Like, he talked him out of his clothes.
Yeah,
literally. I mean, he undressed him. Like, he was on a first date.
He romanced him.
Yeah,
he did. It was like, yo, I need you to get up. I need you to get out.
And
so, like Lamont was saying, like, well, you don't know if he thought.
Right. That somebody
might have had a hammer on him.
Right.
And that could be the case. But from what we saw, people only gonna make their opinions from what they saw and what they heard.
Right.
So from what they saw and what they heard, it was one dude antagonizing them, being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was somebody else filming, and then you heard a couple voices in the background. Now, that could mean they all could have been strapped.
Right.
Or that could mean that nobody had nothing. But regardless, he was outnumbered.
Yeah.
So that already puts you in a iffy situation.
Space. Right.
So if you run, you're not wrong.
Right.
You're not wrong.
I'm just shocked that he did not.
But see, I'm shocked that he didn't try to do something. Something before you peeled off of everything. Because even after you peeled off of everything, which probably wouldn't have got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
He
was out there 100 naked,
full blow. Just holding his
right. And they
his jewels,
and they beating him with
just,
a belt.
He was only holding his jewels so the belt wouldn't hit him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they hitting him talking about world star,
and they was funning it out.
They had
a good time with it. But see, you know, we haven't been in that position, but I have been jumped before. Mm. I have been, you know, aggressively. You know, going after by more than one person.
Mm.
And I know how I was in that situation.
Now,
they didn't tell me to strip.
Right.
But if they did, it would have went the same way it went when they didn't tell me to strip.
Jesus.
Which was, they came at me and we had to do what we had to do. Sometimes I might have had a friend with me.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about a homie. I'm talking about another type of friend.
Right.
Sometimes I might not.
Right.
But either way it go, like, you know, I can walk out of here right now. We can walk out of studio. It could be 10 dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And say you run and bail on me.
Yo, is that what I'm gonna do?
You might. You already talked about right.
Nah, if they before look, I strip.
I'm saying if you only gonna run if they ask you to strip.
Yeah.
You don't want to show nobody what you got. Show them what you're making with. Nah, but if we walk out of here and it's 10 dudes that's like, yo, y'all gotta come up out of anything. And I'm gonna be like, well, hold up. What you mean come out of everything?
Yeah, right.
And they're gonna be like, nah, we need all your clothes. We need to have what you wearing right now.
Nah, well, if they said we robbing you, you'd be like, all right, man, you know what I mean? This messed up, but I'm gonna go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be a little easier to give you my wallet I give you all my clothes.
Yeah.
But I think, and then if I give you my wallet, you know, I'm going to feel a certain kind of way. So imagine how I'm going to feel if you want to take everything off of me.
I'm going to feel some kind of way. I got a smart mouth. I know I would get punished because, you know, they'd be like, man, come up out your clothes. I'd be like, nah, not for real. Nah, I don't go like that. I be trying to be like, well, wait a minute, how does this work?
Okay, but say if, let's give them numbers. Like we don't know how many it was, but we know three got arrested.
Uh-huh.
So say it was four, because that's what we kind of thinking it was. But say it was four. Well, no, let's say it was three that got arrested.
Okay,
it was three people.
Uh-huh.
We come out the studio. No, you come out. I'm not even in. Because I look like that dude that might give somebody something.
Right.
Not saying you don't, but you by yourself. Right. You walk out to the studio.
Nah, you saying that. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. So I look like a target.
You walk out the door. And they like, I need it all.
I'm going to be like, yo, what you mean, though?
You gonna be like, you want my man? You want all of my man? That's in the studio still. He like 6'4". Like, you can buy wear his clothes,
right? You can't. I'll be like, you can't even fit these, huh? What do you mean? You don't wear. This is thrift store, man. You ain't gonna look hot in this, man.
So you're talking yourself. See, that's what I'm saying. He didn't even do that.
But see, it would be. I'm joking, but I would have to see the situation. I study, so I'm like, I'd be sizing you up, Mary.
So have you been in a situation like that?
Robbed.
Not even robbed.
Approached.
Just jumped.
Never been jumped. I've been stole.
Okay, stole is one thing.
Yeah, I've been one
that's,
on one.
That's
yeah.
easy.
I've been in a brawl.
Well, brawl, you got people fighting with you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's easy,
but
too.
I've never been jumped.
Jumped is totally different.
Yeah, it is.
Because you got to make up in your mind.
What's going to happen?
If you're going to get jumped before you run.
Or when they catch you. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, my uncle told me just the rule of jumping. They're going to get you, so get one.
And get him first. This is how I take it. And this is before.
And other ones might think you crazy.
And this is before I was my size. This is before when I was smaller, when I was shorter. And my reasoning was, okay, if you going to do it, I'm not going to be out of breath.
Yeah, right.
When I'm fighting you after I run.
Let's boogie.
We boogie right now. Matter of fact, the one that's asking me for it,
that's the one.
That's who getting punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to punch him in his mouth because he was talking.
Without question.
So you going to get it first.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to, I ain't going to get all like that because I'm not going to indict myself on this microphone. But I just get upset seeing that because I'm like, to me, it was bully. It was bullying on such another level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's that hood bully. That's that street cred, respect.
But even you step past that boundary.
But we don't know what type of dude he was, the young dude.
No, not him. Uh-huh. Not the dude who got bullied.
Uh-huh.
The bullies.
Yeah.
Because they wasn't built like that. They're not about that life.
You can tell. And they'll find out when they get in.
When they get inside, because somebody going to know somebody.
Yeah, that's right. And
you
I seen the one part I seen was when he took his shoes off, and I was like, oh, man, it must be.
I felt bad
must
for
be Jay's.
I've seen people get bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you feel bad for them in that way. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even if you are a bully, sometimes you can feel guilty for somebody being bullied.
Right. Yeah.
And that was just, that was on a whole nother level, man. That was some jailhouse.
Yeah, it was. Out in the street.
In the street.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, man, happy birthday to Michael Jordan. Celebrated turning 50 this month, so ESPN was doing all types of specials and documentary pieces on him, and I learned so much. Because, you know, you grew up watching him, but it's like a lot of those details, as
still
a kid,
not
you didn't
at
know.
Him as 50.
Right. 50, though. They're about to get married again to a little Becky.
A little young Becky.
And they start making all the LeBron comparisons, and he busts out with a tweet that said, I'm not MJ, I'm LJ. I'm just like, boss.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Best player in the league. Only argument between him and Kevin Durant. So Kobe's finally on his downslide. I know all my Laker fans out there, LA. Shout out to y'all.
And Kevin Durant is not gonna get the love. Just like LeBron didn't get it to the ring.
He will. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know it's still.
Well,
a team
they give it. They mess with Kev because Kev is humble. He's more humble.
It's
pure. Yeah, it's humble. And he's pure. Yeah. But shout out to them though. We got a lot more to talk about, but we not gonna do it now.
We gotta get out of here.
You gotta wait. We're gonna do it later. Download
I'm still
the next
trying to recover from Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
man.
Is that what it is?
I
get that throat
up,
right.
I gotta pick it up off the floor.
Yeah, get that throat. What? What happened there? Like
I mean,
what type of?
I mean,
nah, that's
Pop
not.
Pop Molly, I'm sweating.
Yeah, woo, that ain't good. You gotta see somebody about that.
Ow! If you looking for me, man, I'm in the sky, come fly with me.
I don't like false realities. I don't want to dream no more, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard about these street centers, man. I'm feeling that already, you know what I'm saying? Different format, late night talking, you know what I'm saying? I'm down with that type of stuff, right? You know, versus, you know, just hearing all that extra stuff on the radio, man. Let's speak back to the people for every once in a while.